Our Tuesday, September 17th, 2019 council meeting. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Clufus. Councilmember Branquino.
Here.
Councilmember Cuff.
Here.
Councilmember Howell.
Here.
Mayor Holland is absent.
Excellent. Thank you very much. We will now open it up to public participation, where members from the audience will have 3 minutes to address our council once they approach the podium and state their name for the record. If anyone would like to do so, now is your opportunity.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is John Brady, and I asked these questions via email yesterday, but I'm going to ask them publicly today. Is the Whiteview Lane reduction project still on? If so, what are the new estimated costs? It was estimated at $7.5 million about a year and a half ago. How many trees will be cut down or dug out? If the trees are to be removed, will the city, like the residents, be required to replace each removed tree? Could the cost of this project be used to keep our taxes at the current cost? And does the amount, in my second question, the estimated cost, include all costs, including work completed by the city staff? Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker. All right, I see no one approach the podium. I will close public comment. Mr. Morton, if you don't mind speaking about Whiteview, as it is also one of our number one public safety issues in Palm Coast, if you could talk about the current state of the project and where we're at, I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Honorable Vice Mayor. I'm actually going to ask our project
Carl.
Director Carl to come up and speak about it.
Yes, good morning. Yes, the Whiteview project, is it still an active project? Yes, the design is basically 100% complete. The consultant that's working on the project indicated that they're waiting on some permit notifications, whether they need the permit, don't need the permit. They're going through that final iteration of the design. We'll be getting 100% plans here shortly. This project was submitted to the TPO for grant funding. It was ranked very high, was scored, and put in the protected list of projects. So it is on the list to be funded in the upcoming years. Exactly what year that is all depends on the funding availability. The portion that is not funded of the project, so they'll fund basically a good portion of the project. We're going to be funding the CEI phase, which is the construction engineering inspection phase of the project. The estimated construction cost, we don't have the final estimate. That will come with the final submission, but it's right around $4 million. And that's going to include the resurfacing of the entire corridor. It's going to include lighting of the entire corridor. Going to also include lighting of White Mill Connection, and it'll include adding a path from White Mill to US-1, as well as the numerous turn lanes throughout the corridor, including Whiteview, White Mill, all the way from Pine Grove on the east end to US-1 on the west end. As far as landscaping reduction, there's roughly 90 trees or so that will be coming out with the project. About half of those are shade trees. There's some palm trees that can get relocated. The work that's being done in-house is actually the landscape design work. That hasn't begun yet. We're waiting for final plans. So now we can take that plan set and begin our landscape design. So we'll be adding trees back. Yes, we do need to replace the shade trees, especially that we take down. We need to follow the same codes as everybody else regarding tree replacements and mitigation. That will be occurring with the landscape design. That will be part of this project as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much for answering all the questions. And hopefully we can remove one of the biggest safety issues in Palm Coast at the conclusion of that project.
Could I make a comment on
sure,
this?
Sure, absolutely.
Most of you know that I am an accident reconstruction expert, subject matter expert. I've been certified in several states' court systems. And I just think, and I have to be on record because this is a pet peeve of mine. I can't see this project as a valid project when it was based on a flawed evaluation by the previous traffic engineer, who, in my opinion, has no credibility. Now, I went to Northwestern University, the Traffic Institute. It's the premier college in the nation for what I do, reconstruction and accident investigation. And the data that I would seek before I would recommend this was lacking. And when you look at the number of accidents per the vehicle traffic, the accidents, majority of them were rear-end hits. So I'm thinking to myself, if we got a rear-end hit, well, we got a driver that's probably doing this or doing this with the lipstick or whatever. Inattention to driving. You cannot fix that because that's just plain stupid.
Fair enough.
So I just don't want to see us go down this road and then, you know, we've wasted $4 million, which could have been used in a better project.
Understood.
That's the end of my sermon.
I appreciate it.
Hallelujah, and hallelujah.
Just for further contextual guidance, it is essentially a turning lane at full speed, so that's why those rear ends occur, but we will absolutely continue to have discussions about that. Moving on to item F, which is presentations and proclamations portion of today's meeting. We will start with item F2, which is a presentation of safety awards.
Thanks. Excuse me. Can you go back to number one for a minute?
Oh, I'm sorry. I passed over the minutes. Sorry, Jack.
Thank you.
Yes. Moving back to item E, which is the approval of the minutes for City Council for the August 20th, 2019 business meeting, August 27th, 2019 workshop, and the September 10th, 2019.
I'll make that motion. Will you approve those minutes?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. Now we will move on to item F2, which is a presentation of safety awards.
Good morning, Vice Mayor and Council. Brad Clark with Palm Coast Fire Department, Deputy Fire Chief. My privilege to present to you a couple of acts on our city employees that are not just ordinary, they're extraordinary. And one of the sayings that I learned when I moved to Oklahoma to go to college in the mid-80s from the farmers was that rain makes rain. And I think celebrating character and recognizing that I think is likewise something that's contagious and you build upon. So this morning, if you don't mind, I would like to take just a few moments and discuss character recognition and discuss what these employees did. Character First, headquartered in Oklahoma City's International Corporation, that's identified 49 character traits like benevolence and boldness and responsibility and endurance. And this morning, I'd like to recognize a group from Utility, or a gentleman from Utility and a group from Parks and Rec for their character endeavors. First, we'll start with Julia. And Allie. On Sunday, August 18th, 2019, a medical emergency involving an unconscious pool patron occurred at the Palm Coast Aquatic Center. Lifeguards activated the emergency action plan when the patient in the pavilion area was discovered. Lifeguards cleared the swimming pool and began to assess and treat the patient. Determining unresponsiveness, the lifeguards checked for breathing and pulses. A registered nurse arrived to assist and indicated that the patient's pulse rate was slowing. Lifeguards applied the automated external defibrillator, the AED, and placed the patient on a backboard. Although the AED advised no shock, lifeguards stood ready and monitored until the patient began to regain consciousness. At that point, the lifeguards began to assess her past pertinent medical history until the Palm Coast Fire Department arrived. The staff who worked to stabilize the medical incident include Allie, Rock, Yanakoto? No? Not even close.
Yanashka.
Yanashka. I was close. Who is the supervisor of aquatics? Julia Ladd, who is the lead lifeguard. Kyo Diaz, who's also a lifeguard, Daniel Spare, who's a lifeguard, and Jericho Taylor, who's a lifeguard, and we will present these to them. They're part-time employees. Selfless acts such as the choice to get involved and assisting our own citizens, such as this example, make it clear why living in Palm Coast is a great place to find your Florida. And I appreciate what you did. It makes a difference for us and our ability, and it certainly makes a difference to our citizens. Thank you. And Director or Supervisor James Hurst.
I guess I'll speak. I just want to let council know how much these guys actually work at being lifeguards. They work very hard at daily and weekly on perfecting their skills and making sure that all our patrons are safe at the pool. But I'd also like to thank the fire department. This year we started probably our annual training with the fire department where they'll come to the pool and then they'll help the lifeguards and the supervisors learn safety techniques and help us just train so if this happens again, we're ready then set to go. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And secondly, I would like to recognize utility employee Joel Wersman. A citizen was traveling on US 1 north of Matanzas Woods when his pickup truck caught on fire. City employee Joel Wersman was traveling near the vehicle fire, noticed the fire, and chose to get involved to assist the motorist. According to the citizen who reported this to us, Joel knocked the fire down with his sprayer and tank of water before the fire department arrived. Joel also made sure there were no chemicals in the truck that could be exposed to fire. The citizen stated he felt extremely blessed and thankful that the city worker was there because the fire engulfed his entire vehicle. The citizen says he had wood in the back and that had caught fire, but that the wood was salvageable because of Joel's actions. Selfless acts such as the choice to get involved in assisting our own citizens, such as this example, make it clear why living in Palm Coast is a great place to find your Florida. Joel, thank you very much for getting involved. Vice Mayor and Council, thank you for the opportunity to celebrate.
Thank you, and thank you to Julia, Allie, and Joel. You guys are real heroes, and you never know when you're going to be put in an emergency moment like that, and you guys reacted, and you reacted well. So congratulations to you guys. You are what Palm Coast is all about. Thank you.
Congrats.
Moving on to Proclamation F3, it is for the National POW/MIA Recognition Day, and presenting will be our own Jack Howell. Receiving?
No, they're not able to attend today.
Well, I'll just stay here and shut this off.
They're calling you right now.
Yeah, they're calling in here. Well, let me just say that.
Check.
Right.
Yeah,
Sam,
come on
down.
There we go. All right, stepping up.
I am a veteran. Some of my friends are John McCain, Charlie Stackhouse, POWs, so I'll stand with you, Jack.
You know, as a member of the Naval Service, we stand together.
Yes, sir.
And
know,
we stand with you.
The Navy being the Department of the Navy and the Marines being the Men's Department, right?
And the Navy the one that pays you.
That's right. That's right. Okay, proclamation. Whereas throughout American history, our armed forces have selflessly served our country, making overwhelming sacrifices to defend our freedom. And whereas the United States of America must present or persist to vigorously work to account for those service members and civilians who have been taken as prisoners of war or who are considered missing in action. And whereas annually on National POW/MIA Recognition Day, our nation pays tribute to those courageous individuals who have suffered the horrors of enemy captivity and those who have not returned from war, as well as the families who have yet to lay their loved ones to rest. And whereas the United States of America and our partners for peace continue to tirelessly search for missing personnel in Vietnam, South Korea, Europe, and the South Pacific who were lost while serving in our past wars and conflicts. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Palm Coast Mayor and City Council acknowledge Friday, September 20th, 2019, as National POW-MIA Recognition Day in the City of Palm Coast and urge all citizens to pledge to honor our nation's promise to leave no fellow American behind. Adopted the 17th day of September 2019, signed Melissa Holland with Councilman Kukla's signature as the vice mayor. And so, you know, we've been there.
Yes, sir.
We know what it is. We've lost friends in combat, and we've got friends that are still somewhere.
Somewhere.
And so it's good that we continue this recognition. And thanks for your service, sir.
And yours too, Jack.
Roger that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Moving on to item F4, it is a proclamation for September 2019 as Suicide Prevention Month. And presenting, we have Eddie Bronchino.
And the representatives are not here today as well.
Okay, the representatives
are here. But no need to read that.
I would read it into the record for him.
Yes, please.
Okay. Proclamation. Whereas suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States, overwhelming 47,000 people each year. And whereas suicide occurs when stressors exceed current coping abilities of someone suffering from mental health condition. And whereas many victims don't receive effective behavioral health services, possibly due to automotive stigma associated with suicide. And whereas it is up to individual communities to create open dialogue by raising public awareness of the warning signs of suicide and the networks available for at-risk individuals. Excuse me. And whereas, 1 month is set aside each year in our nation to alert citizens to the value of observation, safety checks, sharing, and openness between family and friends to help prevent suicide. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Palm Coast Mayor and City Council recognize September 2019 as Suicide Prevention Month. In the City of Palm Coast, we recommend our citizens to pay attention to resources needed to decrease local suicide statistics as well as to promote health and wellness in our community, adopted this 17th day of September 2019. Mayor Melissa, in this case, you today.
Ah, thank you very much. Yes, that is, suicide is an absolute, it's just an unnecessary part of life that's been occurring more and more in Flagler County over the previous, so we should all be vigilant and being aware that this is a problem that is widespread, and we need to be cognizant that if we see any of the warning signs, that we pay attention to them, because that can make the difference between someone choosing their own life and not. So thank you very much for the proclamation. Moving on, item F5 is a proclamation recognizing October 2019 as Raise the Pink Flag with the Pink 5K Month. And I know we have individuals ready to receive this one. Yeah. Saw him from the parking lot. Yeah.
Pink enough.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Whereas breast cancer is the most frequently diagnosed cancer in women, with 268,000 new cases of invasive cancer and 62,930 new cancers expected in women this year, ranking it second among all cancer deaths, 41,760 anticipated deaths in 2019, and accounting for nearly one in eight cancers diagnosed in U.S. women, and whereas about 2,570 new cases of breast cancer will be diagnosed in men this year with 500 anticipated deaths. And whereas only one in eight women diagnosed with breast cancer have a family history and 85% have no family history, with an increase in incidence rates since 1990 being predominantly in women 50 years or older. And whereas early detection with timely screening mammograms has helped to boost the breast cancer survival rate to more than 2.6 million in the United States, also resulting in a 33% decline in mortalities since 2000, with women under 50 seeing an even larger decrease due to early screening and detection. And whereas Advent Health Palm Coast's Pink Army 5K, with the support of the City of Palm Coast and our community, has distributed over $140,000, helped over 300 patients, and performed hundreds of procedures in direct support to Flagler County men and women dealing with breast cancer. And whereas the City of Palm Coast is joining the many activities of Advent Health, Palm Coast Pink Army 5K, to fight breast cancer by kicking off this year's Pink Army 5K efforts at Food Truck Tuesdays on September 17th, today, hosting a Zumba event on September 27th at the Community Center, and by supporting the Pink Army 5K run and 1 mile pet-friendly fun walk on October 13th, events that will directly benefit the community with proceeds going to expand education and provide mammograms for many more qualified women. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed, Palm Coast Mayor and City Council hereby proclaim October 2019 as Raise the Pink Flag with the Pink 5K Month in support of breast cancer awareness, and encourage all women to pursue early breast cancer screening and other possible diagnostic services to avoid becoming one of this nation's mortalities. Signed this 17th day of September 2019, Mayor Melissa Holland.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
I'm the messenger. You want to say something?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Vice Mayor and Council. Just want to remind you of all the activities tonight. We kick off the Pink Army campaign with Food Truck Tuesday. Also, we're unveiling Nadia, the turtle that is out front. So wear your pink tonight. Also, new this year, we're doing a round robin for a cure at our Palm Coast Tennis Center. So if you're a tennis player, come out and support on October 12th. So we hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Good. I'm Tony Papandrea, Chairman of the Advent Health Palm Coast Foundation, and that once again we renew our friendship and partnership with the City of Palm Coast, and it's going to be great to see our community turn pink in October. And Bob has read all of the statistics that are here. We continue to watch those statistics grow. We have helped over 500 women. Instead of 300, we've grown over the past year. And think of all those statistics as individual people that we have helped. And that's the key. We raise awareness, and we've done a really good job with that. The ultimate goal is to find a cure. And as I've said in the past, let's find a cure before my now great-granddaughter grows boobies. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent. Excellent. Yes, thank you very much. And I just want to go on the record saying that I look forward to this event every single year. And when you hit the halfway point and you turn back and then you're running past everyone that's participating in the event, you really feel how strong Palm Coast is and how much love and support there is behind you guys. You run a phenomenal event, and I'm tremendously happy and humbled to be a partner in that. So thank you, guys.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And let me just echo that. I wanted to echo that and the fact that I am currently undergoing cancer treatment at your hospital, and the radiology department is fantastic. The only thing I don't like about it is that my head glows at night. And so our wonderful city manager has suggested that next time we activate the EOC, I can be their nightlight.
Thank you, Jack, and we're with you going through your treatment.
Roger that. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank
Remember,
you
can't kill a cockroach, so I'll survive.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to Section G, Ordinance Second Read. Item G6 is an ordinance amending Article 2, City Council's Section 37 to add a new subsection entitled Electronic Campaign Filing of the City of Palm Coast Code of Ordinances. Virginia, is anyone going to be presenting for this, or are we just...
I need to read the title, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, excellent.
Title, and then I can just give you a brief overview.
Thank you. It's an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, amending Article 2, City Council, Section 37, to add a new subsection titled Electronic Campaign Filing of the City of Palm Coast Code of Ordinances, providing for severability, codification, conflicts, and an effective date.
Thank you, Mr. Reichman. Virginia, if you wanted to quickly just explain.
Vice Mayor and Council, this just gives a little bit more transparency to the process for all of our candidates, makes their lives a little bit easier to file electronically, and then those reports are instantly available to the public at a click of a finger.
Beautiful. I'll open up public comment to item G6. If anyone would like to address our council, you have 3 minutes once you approach the podium and state your name for the record. Seeing no one, I'll close public council. I'll bring it back to this. No public comment. I'll bring it back to this council, and if anyone would like to comment or make a motion.
If it's transparent, it's good.
Move approval.
Second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Passes 4-0. Moving on to item G7, an ordinance for future land use map amendment for 49 more or less acres from Flagler County designations of commercial high intensity and conservation to city designations of mixed use and residential Ocean Village.
Morning, Mr. Mayor, Mr.
Palm,
Council.
Mr. Tyner.
This is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, providing for the Third Amendment to the Development Agreement for the Palm Coast Park Master Plan Development, or MPD, allowing residential low use on tracks 10B, 10C, and 19, allowing residential medium use on tracks 7A, 7B, and 16, and allowing public use on all tracks, providing for legislative findings and intent, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing for an effective
Bill,
date.
I think you got the wrong title.
Number 7.
G7.
That's the one that I was given.
Look for future land use map, 49 acres from Flagler County designations, commercial high intensity.
Don't have that in my agenda. Let me read it from here. Thank you. Do you have the... Sorry, Mr. Vice Mayor.
No worries.
All right, this is an ordinance amending Article 2, City Council, Section 37. We've done that one. This future land use amendment for 49 acres from Flagler County designations of commercial, high intensity, and conservation to city designations of mixed use and residential Ocean Village.
This is
Thank you, Mr. Reichman. Mr. Pappas, Mr. Tyner.
Good morning, Council members. Ray Tyner, Deputy Chief Development Officer. This is a second reading. This property was annexed into the city in 2018. Basically, what we're doing is taking the county designation of the commercial high intensity and conservation to the city designation of mixed use and residential. After your first reading in July, the application was sent to the state for their further review. The only comment that really came back was a suggestion from FDOT, the Florida Department of Transportation, to keep monitoring when this development comes in. It's a standard practice, you know, with a traffic study and if they're going to have curb cuts or anything on the State Road 100. Other than that, there's nothing added to this. We are ready to take action. Jose and myself are here for any further questions.
Council, do we have any questions before I open up for public comment?
No.
No? This is a second reading, so I will open it up for public comment. If anyone would like to address the council on item G7, please approach the podium and state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes to do so. Okay, see no one approaching the podium, so I will close public comment on item G7, and I'll bring it back to this council for discussion or motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Item passes 4-0. Moving on to item G8, which is also an ordinance for a zoning map amendment for 49 more or less acres from Flagler County designation general commercial and agricultural to city designations of multifamily residential 2 and general commercial COM 2 Ocean Village.
That is the title, Mr. Vice Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, this is the companion rezoning to the previous item you adopted. taking the designation of general commercial and agriculture to the city designation of multifamily. We have nothing to add. We're ready to take action, and we're here for any questions.
Okay, excellent. Any questions by council before we bring it open up for public comment? Nope, this is a second read. I'll open item G8 for public comment. If anyone would like to approach the podium, please state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes to address the council. Morning.
I want to be 7 and 8.
Oh, you might stay in your name.
Excuse me?
Stating your name.
Jack Carroll, Palm Thanks. Coast.
Thank you, Jack.
A resident. What's the difference between 7 and 8? They both seem to be changing designations, but it's the same 48 acres. So which is the one that you're changing to? Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. 49. Next speaker. I see no one else approaching the podium, so I will close public comment. And Mr. Pappas, if you don't mind addressing, or Mr. Tyner.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. With any parcel of land within the city of Palm Coast or throughout the state of Florida, there are always two maps that control the development of the parcel. So just simply to state it, one's the future land use map, and one is the zoning map. And in this case, we are changing both, since the parcel was, as Mr. Tyner stated, was previously in Flagler County, and so it had the Flagler County future land use designation and zoning designation. Once we annexed it, they must receive city designations, and so we're changing it to the city future land use map designation and the city zoning designation. But you are correct, it is the same parcel, it's just that there's two maps that control the land use on that parcel.
Thank you. I'll bring it back to this council. Is there a motion for item G8?
A motion for the second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to section H, which are ordinances. First read is item H9, which is an ordinance approving the third amendment to the Palm Coast Park Master Plan Development Agreement, amending the designated uses of tracts 10B, 10C, 19, 7A, 7B, 16, and allowing public uses on all tracts and housekeeping amendments.
Yes, Mr. Vice Mayor, the title of this ordinance is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Palm Coast, Florida, providing for the Third Amendment to Development Agreement for the Palm Coast Park Master Plan Development, or MPD, allowing residential low use on tracks 10B, 10C, 19, allowing residential medium use on tracks 7A, 7B, and 16, and allowing public use on all tracks, providing for legislative findings and intent, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, providing for an effective date. Mr. Vice Mayor and Council, this matter, as well as the next matter, the next resolution, are about both quasi-judicial, so I would ask you for the record if any of you have had any ex parte communications on these two matters. Since the last public hearings on these matters, those should be disclosed at this time.
I have not. Council, any ex parte communication?
No.
This is just the ordinance. First read.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, council members. This is a really good example of a public-private partnership, the primary reason why we're bringing the next two items, this item and the following item for the development of regional impact modification. Mr. Papa has one presentation for that. But basically, this item, the main portion of this item is when Sawmill was going through their subdivision up in the Palm Coast Park DRI. As always, what we do when we do the subdivision, we coordinate with the school board. And, we realized that when the DRI was initially approved, I believe in, the mid-2000s, that the first school site was a 25-acre site that predominantly had a lot of wetlands on it. So the folks at Sawmill and the city of Palm Coast and the school board got together to try to relocate a different location, a better location for the school. And this is what this amendment is for, basically. They went from 25 acres, and the folks at Sawmill found another location for them for 30 acre, predominantly all uplands. So it really is a win-win, a better location, better access for a potentially a future elementary school. But with those details, and there's also some cleanup within these two next items for when, as you recall, we did a swap with the original developer of Palm Coast Park DRI for a larger park site. And so there's some densities and intensities that are moving around a little bit, not increasing whatsoever, very consistent with the existing development regional impact. But with that, Mr. Papa will provide those details in his presentation.
Thank you.
Good morning again, Vice Mayor and members of City Council. Jose Papa for the Community Development Department. As Mr. Tyner and the City Attorney has mentioned, this presentation will cover both this item and the resolution that's following it. So just to give you some background, we are discussing the Palm Coast Park Development of Regional Impact, which is about 4,700 acres straddling US 1 north of Palm Coast Parkway and south of Old Kings Road. This was a DRI that was approved in 2004. The current designation of future land use map designation of the parcel of the project is DRI mixed use with a zoning designation of master plan development. And just to give you a background of why we're here, when the DRI, as Mr. Tyne's already given most of that, when the DRI was originally approved, there was a 25-acre school site on Track B that was dedicated for use as a school. Under Flagler County School District policy, a minimum of 30 acres is required for an elementary school. So when the developers of Sawmill Creek came in, there was an opportunity here to maybe provide for a bigger school site and to move the site to a better location. And that's what happened. There's an approved memorandum of understanding between Palm Coast Florida Holdings LLC, the developers of Sawmill Creek, and the Flagler County School District for a parcel swap to accommodate a larger school site, which you can see identified on this map as Track 7A and 7B. So that's what this amendment to the DRI will do. As a result of moving the school site to 7A and 7B, Track 10B, which was previously identified for public uses, will now be designated for residential uses. And with the expansion of that school site, there's a need to accommodate some of the dwelling units that were previously identified for 7A and 7B. And so that would be done through basically changing Track 16, which is south of 7A and 7B, from business and institutional to residential. At this time, there's no amendments necessary for Track 7A and 7B because public uses are allowed on all tracks under the DRI development order. Typical with any amendment to a development order, staff has gone through the criteria found in our land development code, and we find that this proposed amendment does not cause any significant financial liability or hardship on the city. It still continues to provide for efficient land use patterns in the location of non-residential uses, such as the school, along an arterial. There's no threat to the general health, safety, welfare of the community. Development must still continue to comply with other local, state, federal regulations, and there's continuing compatibility with the surrounding land uses. This went to a public hearing before the planning board, and the development order amendment was recommended for approval by both staff and the Planning and Land Development Regulation Board. So as a companion to that, that was the development order for the DRI. There's also a development agreement for the MPD. And again, the main thrust of this amendment are those parcels where 10B, as you can see on the map on the left, is where this proposed school site is currently. And so that 10B, the school site from 10B, will be moved again to 7A and 7B, as shown on the map on, on the map on the right, you can see a green area, 7A and 7B, that's where the new school site is, that's already reflected in the DRI map. And again, so now, as a result of that, tracks 19, 10C, and 10B, which were previously both public uses and medium and high density residential, will now just change to low density residential. And track 16, which was previously identified for flex uses, will accommodate some of the density that's being displaced by the movement of the school to residential medium density. So that's the basic changes here. And the other housekeeping item is that to allow public uses throughout the MPD, which is consistent already with what it states in the DRI development order. And again, staff did the same type of analysis for the proposed changes, and we found these changes to be consistent with the criteria in the Land Development Code. At the public hearing, staff and the Planning and Land Development Regulation Board recommend to the City Council they approve application 4087, which is an amendment to the Palm Coast Park Master Plan development. Moving on to the next steps, the DRI amendment, we're here today for that one City Council public hearing. The MPD amendment will be back to you at your next business meeting for the second public hearing. Staff will be happy to entertain any questions at this time.
Council, do we have any questions?
Does the school board have any plans right now to build another elementary school? Is it in their crystal ball?
I believe they don't. We were hoping to have a representative here, but during our last discussion, it's probably still not on the horizon. No, sir.
Seems like it would be an appropriate location, though, with all the expansion. And the land swap, to me, seems pretty straightforward, so I don't have any further questions. Everyone else okay if I open up for public comment and discussion beforehand? Good. Okay, I'll open up for public comment. If anyone would like to address the council on item H9 or I-10, please go ahead and actually only H9 right now. Please go ahead and approach the podium. You'll have 3 minutes once you state your name for the record. All right, I don't see any participants for public comment. I will close it and bring it back to this council for a motion.
I move to approve it.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to the resolutions, this was a sister item to what we just were presented by Mr. Pappas and Mr. Tyner, a resolution approving an amendment to the Palm Coast Park Development of Regional Impact Development Order to amend the uses on Track 10B from public, semi-public to residential, Track 16 from business institutional to residential, and other housekeeping. Do we want to address this item, or should I just open up for public comment? Does council have any questions?
Mr. Vice Mayor, this was already introduced and discussed by the staff in its presentation, and it's already been identified for the record that this is a quasi-judicial matter, and there have not been any ex-party communications, so it is ready for action after the public comment.
Perfect. Okay, then we'll go ahead and open up item I-10 for public comment. If anyone would like to address the council, please approach the podium, state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes. I see no one approaching the podium. I will close public comment and bring it back to this council for a motion.
Move approval.
Motion to accept.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Nay. Motion passes 4-0. Moving on, item I-11 is a resolution approving the selection of PGIT as the provider of insurance coverage.
Thank you, Honorable Vice Mayor and Council. Coincidentally enough, we're not going to ask you to take action on this resolution today. In fact, we're going to schedule this for the 24th for a special meeting, either preceding or at the conclusion of the workshop. We're looking at a possible switch of insurance providers, the genesis of which is to realize savings on coverage. If you read the proposed resolution in the report, it would save approximately $225,000 a year over the course of the next 2 years. There are a few differences, as in the policy, including rates would be actually guaranteed for 2 years instead of variable as they are now. Most of our coverages remain the same. We'd go to a zero deductible on auto, which is a big savings for the city. However, recognizing we were sidetracked a little bit because of Hurricane Dorian, and there's some documents and some information. One, Mr. Reichman still has to obtain and review. And a little further analysis that staff needs to do. I'm not asking for action today, but asking as it's scheduled to just have the public hearing portion, take any comments, and then we will get you the information for the next agenda packet, have those conversations on the 24th.
Excellent. Okay. So should we go ahead? Should I make a motion to table this issue, or should we open it for public comment and we'll just come back to it?
I think the best thing would be to move to continue it to the special meeting that will be scheduled as indicated by the city manager.
Okay, I will do so, and I will move to move this to a special meeting.
So moved.
Excellent. Everyone in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
For the opportunity, since it's on the agenda.
Yeah, Mr. Vice Mayor, I think since it's on the agenda, it's the recommendation of the city manager, and also I would recommend that we open this up to the extent that anyone in the audience who was aware of this matter for this agenda would have the opportunity to provide their input. Again, this will be heard its entirety at a public meeting and a public hearing at at a special meeting after the next workshop. But given that it's on the agenda, it would be our recommendation to allow anyone in the public to participate if they so wish.
Completely understood. Okay, I appreciate that. I will now open up public comment for item I-11, which is the resolution approving the selection of PGIT as the provider for insurance coverage. If anyone would like to address the council, you have 3 minutes. Once you approach the podium, state your name for the record. Okay, I see no one approaching. So a closed public comment, and I assume that our continuance still stands. Is that true, Mr. Reichman?
Yes, I think we've got a motion and a second. Did we vote on it?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
All right, excellent. Moving on to the consent agenda. If anyone from the public would like an item pulled from the consent agenda for further discussion, please approach the podium and do so now. Consent agenda items include item 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Jack Carroll.
Morning, Jack.
Can you pull 13 and 14?
Sure. Thank you, Jack. Next speaker?
I could have said that from my chair.
You could have. It's leg day, though. It's good exercise. Okay, I will bring back to this council if anyone would like to make a motion for approving the consent agenda items 12, 15, and 16.
I make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes 4-0. Now the consent agenda items, item 12 is a resolution 13, resolution 2019 approving fiscal year 2019-2020 city council priorities. Is there any further discussion? Do you have any questions about these, Jack?
Yeah, what are the priorities?
So we went over our priorities in the last city council workshop previous to the hurricane. They were condensed down from a very long list. I think it was 40-something, and we condensed them down to, was it 7 or 8?
Seven,
I believe. those council priorities, I can look them up. Mr. Morton, if you have them more readily available. Perfect. And the next one's going to be approving expenses associated with Phase 1 of the Indian Trail Sports Complex Field 1 and 2 conversion. Jack, did you have any specific questions for that one while we...
How much is going to cost?
Understood. Thank you.
So, Vice Mayor, there's several subcategories, of course, but the priorities include the Innovation District, our business-friendly initiatives, our community engagement initiatives, service delivery and efficiency initiatives, our street lighting and safety program, continued street maintenance, and smart city and fiber initiatives. Those seven priorities have a subset of around 35 priorities that dovetail in with the strategic action plan identified by the community and by extension, of course, directed by the City Council.
Excellent. Those are all contained within the Exhibit A, Mr. Vice Mayor, that's attached to the resolution that is the subject matter of your action today.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And for item 14, which is the resolution approving expenses associated with Phase 1 of the Indian Trail Sports Complex Field 1 and 2 conversion, looking at the agenda item, we do have in the approved budget for fiscal year 2019-2020, we have $150,000 in expenses to improve the drainage and resod fields number 1 and 2. And this is for city staff requesting approval of additional expenditures of $220,000 related to the Phase 1 Indian Trail Sports Complex Field 1 and 2 conversion. The additional expenses include fencing, clay, the dugout, bleachers, and backstops. The approval is in addition to the previously approved $150,000. That answer your questions? Okay, so now I will bring back to this council a motion to approve item 13 and 14 on the consent agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
Say aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion passes 4-0, and we have approved the entire consent agenda. Moving on to item K, which is public participation. Now members of the audience will have their second opportunity for public participation. Come up to the podium, state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes to address our council.
Lewis McCarthy, Palm Coast. On Whiteview Parkway East, there is a pipe that keeps getting extended from Pine Grove down. Exactly what is that pipe and when are they going to install it? It seems to be growing, but it's just laying on the side, and I noticed kids started walking on top of it and stuff like that. So I think they better do something before somebody gets hurt.
Understood. Thank you. Next speaker.
Good morning. Jules Kwiatkowski, Palm Coast.
Morning.
I just returned from shopping at Lowe's and Palm Coast. As I was pulling into the parking lot, I noticed a couple of signs that caught my attention. These signs read, Veterans Parking, thank you for your service. I thought this was a good idea, and I hope other stores will follow. I would like the city to install these at all city facilities, City Hall and community centers, so forth. This would be an honor for all veterans. I contacted Representative Renner and Congressman Walsh, and they also said this was a good idea. I also contacted Publix, Winn-Dixie, Home Depot, and McDonald's, and they expressed their interest. Also, I would like all stores to have a yearly discount for veterans, not only on Veterans Day, such as International House of Pancakes and Sonny's. I also spoke to the county meeting yesterday, and they said they would also follow through. Thank you.
Thank you, Jules. Next speaker. Okay, I'll go ahead and close public comment. I will address Jules' question. I wasn't aware of your initiatives for the signs, but I think that's a great thing, and I definitely am all about honoring our veterans. I know that we have our sign shop, so we may be able to produce something. We have limited ability to impose that on private businesses, but I can certainly promise that I will speak to Mr. Morton and potentially bring back our sign shop's abilities to go ahead and do something like that and the actual feasibility of that. And then for Lewis, the Whiteview to Pine Grove pipe, I'm not 100% familiar with what we're speaking about, but I'm hopeful that Mr. Morton or Mr. Adams is approaching right now. I feel like he's going to have the answer. Morning.
Morning. Yes, that's one of our improvement projects for our wastewater pumping capacity. It's a new forced main. It's going to go from the pump station on the corner of Pritchard and Whiteview over to Old Kings Road. So they glue the pipe all together, lay it out on the ground like that, and once it's all glued together, they will drill it and pull it back under the interstate over to Old Kings Road. It's going to increase the capacity of the pump system over there.
Excellent. All right, thank you very much. That makes sense on why it's growing and when we'll get rid of it. Very cool. Okay, moving on. Item L, discussion by City Council of matters not on the agenda. Councilman Cuff?
Just one item. It ties into one of our consent agenda items about business-friendly initiatives. I was able to get over to the community center last week for about an hour as part of the stakeholders meeting with our development team here from the city, and I was pleased to see the number of folks that showed up. I mean, given what I do for a living, there were a lot of familiar faces in the room, but several people I didn't know, and from talking with our staff, who apparently have all gone back to work, except for Jason, it was very well received, and they got a number of good comments, so I know we're planning to continue that kind of thing, and I want to encourage it and thank the staff for their effort in putting this kind of an event on.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
That's all I have today.
Love to hear that. Councilman Brunchino?
Yeah, other than on a personal note, I kind of refuse to believe that I had a little bit of hearing loss on my left ear. It proved today I do have a little bit of hearing loss, so if I go like this once in a while, I don't mean for you to speak louder. I'm the one who's having the problem. So thank you for your understanding, but I think I'm going to use one of these from now on.
Excellent. Fair. No, thank you. Councilman Member Howell.
No, bye.
Excellent. And I would just like to add that I'm excited for today's dedication of Nadia the Turtle and then also Food Truck Tuesday. Encourage everyone to get out there. And, of course, the Pink Army that was here supporting a great initiative is always a great thing. Moving on to item M is discussion by City Attorney of matters not on the agenda.
Nothing for today, Mr. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Reichman. And item N is discussion by city manager of matters not on the agenda.
Nothing today, Mr. Vice Mayor. Thank you.
Excellent. I will accept a motion for adjournment.